When I was a little girl at school, I always used to say, I'm going to be a teacher when I grow up. I really believed my dream would come true, even though I left school at 16. I had to leave because I was one of six children and my parents couldn't afford to keep me there. That was one of the saddest days of my life because I loved going to school. Anyway, after leaving school, I went to work in the chief accountant's office of a bank. I had intended studying in the evenings at college, but I got involved with an amateur theatrical group. And a few years later, I applied for and got a job in children's television. When I started work on the children's programme, people asked me if I had trained as a teacher. I'm still asked the same question today. I suppose, in a way, I am a natural teacher, and my chance to communicate with millions of children across the world in the past 25 years has given me the opportunity to develop that ability. I love to bring knowledge into children's lives and truly believe that if we teach children well, they will lead the way in the future. I was in a taxi on my way home one day from the TV studios, and the cab driver turned round and said, I think of you every day. Oh no, here we go, I thought. But it turned out that he had a 2-year-old son and his wife worked during the day. So when he looked after his son, he would always turn on the TV so he and his son could watch my programme. That was the biggest compliment anyone could ever pay me. I grew up in Trinidad in the West Indies, and when I arrived in Britain in 1960, I had quite a difficult time to begin with. I had to fight to be accepted, and I think that experience gave me a certain amount of drive and ambition. In a way, I think I've achieved my ambition to become a teacher through my work on television. I get letters from children whose lives I have touched in some small way, and I feel my dream has come true. I'm hoping to write a book about my life, and what I would want most is that children from all countries and cultural backgrounds will be able to identify with the emotions I have experienced. I think I've been a very lucky person, and I believe that our path may not always take the course we expect, but sometimes we reach the same destination by a different route.
That's the end of part 4.